USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is now under hospice care at home, following in the footsteps of her husband, former President Jimmy Carter, who began hospice care 9 months ago. At 96, Rosalynn Carter is spending quality time with her family, as mentioned in a statement by their grandson on Friday. In May, the Carter Center revealed that the former First Lady had been diagnosed with dementia. On the 42nd day of the Israel-Hamas war, Israel's reportedly nearing the dismantling of the military system in the northern Gaza Strip. The focus is expected to shift to the southern part of the region. This development follows the discovery of a hostage's body in a building near Gaza's main hospital. Tensions are running high on college campuses across the U.S. since last month's Hamas attack on Israel. Nir Barkat, Israel's Minister of Economy and Industry, is warning American universities to crack down on anti-Semitism. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona agrees.
Colleges should be places where students could express themselves, and it's okay to have different beliefs, and it's okay to express those different beliefs. But when it becomes a threat to students, or when students can't feel safe walking from their dorm to their classroom because they're afraid that they're going to get harmed, that's unacceptable. We must protect students at all costs.
Barkat went on to say his recent conversations with lawmakers during his trip to the United States suggest there will be legislative efforts to crack down on anti-Semitism on campus. President Biden sat down with the President of Mexico Friday during a bilateral meeting in San Francisco.
Nothing is beyond our reach, in my view. I really mean it. When Mexico and the United States stand together and work together as we've been doing.
Biden said the two nations are collaborating to tackle long-standing migration issues and combat the trafficking of fentanyl. And nearly 450 individuals at a Salem, Massachusetts hospital may have faced potential exposure to hepatitis and HIV due to improper IV administration over the past 2 years. This is USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
A man has been charged in connection with the death of a Jewish protester in California. Ventura County District Attorney Eric Nasarenko announced the filing of involuntary manslaughter and battery charges against 50-year-old Loay Almaji. The charges are based on new physical and forensic evidence.
In addition, we were able to take video as well as digital footage, put it together, and establish a clear sequence of events leading up to the confrontation.
The incident occurred on November 5th during a pro-Palestinian protest in Thousand Oaks, where 69-year-old Paul Kessler was reportedly struck with a bullhorn during an argument, leading to him falling and hitting his head on the pavement. Kessler passed away shortly afterward. Members of the United Auto Workers Union have seemingly given their nod to a new contract with the big three U.S. automakers. The vote at General Motors was closely contested, with approximately 55% of members supporting the deal. Preliminary results indicate that members at Stellantis and Ford are also likely to approve their contracts. The Thanksgiving travel season kicked off Friday, and it's anticipated to be one of the busiest in history. AAA projects that over 55 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving this year, marking a slightly over 2% increase from last year. And Broadway is set to welcome a musical centered around Tammy Faye Baker called Tammy Faye. The production boasts music by Elton John and lyrics by Jake Shears. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.